You're listening to SBS News.
Rostam Todd and Marcos Delana are in the middle of a training session at a gym in Sydney South. They're running what's called the ladder. It's a drill designed to test leg speed. Both of them could be playing rugby or rugby league, but they chose American football, more commonly called gridiron in Australia. Todd's father is from the United States, and the son always had an interest in American sports, but he only began playing gridiron 3 years ago. Now he plays for the University of New South Wales Raiders as a wide receiver and has already represented the state.
It's a real thinking sport, you know. There's a lot of things that go down during the game that you have to think about while doing it, and it's really tough and it's entertaining. It's fun being out there.
Delana says he enjoys the physicality of his role as a linebacker with the University of Technology Sydney gridiron team.
Pretty much my role is just to smash everything. So you got your quarterback of the offense, I'm like the quarterback of the defense.
There's more at stake now than ever for both players, with next year's Gridiron World Championships on home soil. The players will enter a national training camp in February, from which the squad will be selected. For Marcos Delana, it's a chance to make his rugby-impassioned family proud.
Yeah, mum's Samoan Tongan, dad's Fijian, so a bit of a fruit salad. So a lot of Polynesians have sports always been first priority for us. So growing up, we had to play sport. If we didn't play sport, we'd obviously get told off.
Both players also hope to participate in the first ever National Football League International Combine, where a series of physical and mental tests are conducted. The series of scouting opportunities tapping into the fertile football lands of Australia, Fiji, Samoa and New Zealand culminate in an invitational event on Queensland's Gold Coast in October, where NFL officials will assess 75 athletes. Delana says he's hoping to emulate the feats of Samoan-Australian Jordan Mailata, who has been picked up as a rookie by the league's Philadelphia Eagles.
A lot of talent of rugby players, people have never played the sport before are going to try out and do this. I guess with Jordan Mailata going through, Jared Hayne, it's a kind of a big motivational thing for a lot of Polynesians out there. They're trying to make it in sport. And a lot of Polynesians try to do it for their families at the moment. So that's a big opportunity for a lot of players in Australia.
Rustam Todd says he just hopes to gain more top-level game time.
We're still pretty young, so we're hoping to maybe be a part of the first wave, just like Jordan, and you know, make an indent in the sport, whether it's in America, in Europe, or just anywhere. So it would be awesome.
Both say they find it an exciting time to be a young gridiron player in Australia. With a growing interest from the NFL in the region and the World Championships on the horizon, Marcos Delana says he hopes it can all attract much-needed funding for the burgeoning Australian leagues.
Just play club level is really expensive at the moment, just lack of sponsors, and there's been a lack of resources, like just trying to get your shoulder pads and helmets really expensive these days.
Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.